Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is making a campaign swing through parts of the West today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports with less than a week before the midterm elections, the president is seeking to energize voters in New Mexico.
During a stop in Albuquerque, President Biden took aim at congressional Republicans who are challenging his administration's plans to extend student debt relief to millions of Americans.
As soon as I announced my administration's plan for student debt, they started attacking it, even though I ran on it and everybody knew what I was going to do. Their outrage is just simply wrong. And I might add, I don't want to be too political here, but hypocritical.
Biden's plan cancels up to $10,000 for most student loan borrowers and up to $20,000 for those who received grants for low-income families. The White House says nearly 26 million Americans have so far applied for student loan forgiveness. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow say they were able to visit jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner. The visit coming weeks after a Russian court rejected her appeal of her 9-year sentence for drug possession. According to a State Department spokesman, they say her tenacity and perseverance, even as the U.S. continues to push for her release, along with the release of Paul Whelan, was evident. Griner was jailed after vape cartridges containing cannabis oil were found in her luggage. Whelan is being held on what Russia says are espionage charges. Inspectors with the United Nations say there's no sign Ukraine is preparing weapons of mass destruction with nuclear waste. Russia has accused Ukraine of preparing so-called dirty bombs for weeks. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haida has more.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, inspected three locations where Russia claimed Ukraine was using nuclear waste to make weapons. In a media release, the agency said their inspectors had total access to Ukrainian nuclear facilities for days and, quote, did not find any indications of undeclared nuclear activities and materials at the locations. The IAEA also took environmental samples to make extra sure Ukraine isn't using or making dirty bombs. The agency's head, Rafael Grossi, says the results of those tests will be available soon. Russia accused Ukraine of wanting to detonate such a bomb on its own territory, prompting fears Russia might use such a device against Ukraine. Yulian Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
The number of first-time unemployment claims fell slightly this week, though it appears for the most part despite a string of interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. The jobs market is mostly holding up. Labor Department says initial claims for benefits fell by 1,000 last week to 217,000, low by historical standards. The broader based and more closely watched jobs numbers for October are due out tomorrow. Stocks shuttered for a second straight session today on the recent Fed rate hikes. The Dow fell 146 points, the Nasdaq down 181 points. This is NPR. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is publicly criticizing Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving for posting a link to a film containing anti-Semitic material. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision to post a link to the film Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. In his statement, Silver says he appreciates this week's announcement that Irving will work with his team and the Anti-Defamation League to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination. But, quote, I'm disappointed that he has not offered an unqualified apology and more specifically denounced the vile and harmful content contained in the film he chose to publicize, end quote. Silver says he'll meet with Irving in the next week. Fans, journalists, and former players have criticized Silver for not responding sooner and sanctioning Irving the way the league has in response to hate speech by other players and team owners. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The late Gwen Ifill had a term for it, something she called missing white women syndrome. Now the Columbia Journalism Review has taken the idea a step further. The publication creating a new tool that allows you to determine based on a variety of factors, including race and age, how much attention you might get from the public and media in the event you went missing. It's basically looking at the number of stories generated in the coverage of previous incidents and finding the media continues to pay more attention to young missing white women than any other group. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil was down $1.83 a barrel to end the session at $88.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.